good, huh?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Can you hear? I know you have to hear louder than I do because I hear better than you.
I'm gonna go live.
Okay.
And then you go on.
Okay.
Up, we're live.
Okay. I'm choking.
Jap, ja, da, da. I like gelato. I'm in love with you. In love with you.
Okay, weirdo,
but
I'm ready.
Love you.
Happy Thursday.
Yes, I love you. I like my ice cream, but I love you.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Yay!
You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Ta-da! That's right, it's the Swallow.
Happy Thoughts Thursday.
In your fluffy shoes.
Cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable. The Swallows are here.
Ooh, yeah.
The Swallows are here.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's lunchtime.
Happy lunchtime. We tried to catch them at lunch. I did that on purpose.
Oh.
That way someone, that people had something to listen to.
While
it was entertaining while they're at lunch.
Yeah. Oh, it's so nice because we're very entertaining.
So entertaining. How are you doing?
I am doing better now.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that. But first of all, let's get some stuff out of the way. How do you like your new microphone?
I like it.
It's not bad, right? Do you like the other one more?
No,
you're good?
Yeah.
All right, well, you sound great.
Okay.
I think it's real good. Because everyone's been so generous with the podcast for being patrons.
Yeah.
I want to remind you, please join with us. We've been able to scrape together a little bit more money. We got another additional microphone.
Fancy microphone.
It's an MXL, that's right, condenser mic. And now, I turned mine off.
Oh.
And now Shane and I both have matching mics so that we're working on the same microphone. It sounds good. I don't know that I'm in love with it. I do love your other mic.
Oh, yeah. I love my other mic. But
that mic
this
is
okay.
So
this
much
taller.
Ambient. Yeah, it is taller.
I need
taller.
It lower.
We need to get you a basket. Maybe I can switch it around. No. Yeah, I could switch it around.
Yeah, that's
put
okay.
Put it in the basket
for
you.
I don't need to switch things around.
I like switching things around for you. I will move the moon.
I know.
For you, honey. Whatever.
I know you will.
So I can move the mic.
I know.
I'm willing to do it.
I know. You're so good to me.
Well, I'm quite fond of you.
Yes.
And you're so nice to me.
I am very nice to you.
You are so nice to me.
I agree.
Shayna has just worked her ass off at her own pace the last week, less than a week, putting together a coat for me.
Yes.
For tomorrow so that I can wear a Valentine's Day themed suit coat jacket.
Yeah.
To work tomorrow.
Yeah.
I want to dress up a little bit.
A sports jacket, right.
It's a sports jacket. That's what they're called.
That's what they're called.
I always want to call them a suit coat.
Well, it is, but it's a sport jacket.
Sport jacket, yeah.
I know, it's a surprise. You guys will see it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's Valentine's Day tomorrow, obviously. And I just want to do something at my work to kind of bring some cheer.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like making everyone there smile.
We're going to have to take them in some Valentine's.
Yeah. If you're going to be on TV, you should be smiling.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
You should be happy with your life.
Totally. So let's smile.
It is amazing.
And everyone's smiling there anyways, but I just, you know, I bring a little extra element.
Well, we both do. We always do. That's what they always tell me at St. Nick's, too. I showed up just in time to revitalize everybody.
Yeah, exactly. We just have a way of putting that little extra jolt into people that are already happy. But when we get around, we are what we're called infectious.
Right.
In a good way.
A little goosey.
That's right. That's right. You
get
a little
whoop, whoop.
A swallow, an STI, a swallow transmitted infection.
How about a transfusion?
Oh, a swallow transfusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, something. We got to come up with a better anagram. Acronym? Anagram? Canagram? What's that called?
Yes.
Anyways, you just had a wonderful victory in your life.
Oh, my God.
And so it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Let's just start right there. Because that was a really happy moment when it worked.
Really? Because I just felt shameful of myself.
Well, that's okay. You know what I mean? Sometimes we miss directions and it happens.
We get too close to the
project. Obviously, we get too close to the project. You watch the YouTube videos and them bitches didn't know what the hell they were talking about either.
No.
So they did.
No one mentioned this one thing. Okay, so
let me
tell you what we're talking about.
Okay, go ahead. Backtrack.
Because you're so vaguely talking about it. I got my new sewing machine.
Woo!
I love it to death. Right, so I'm finishing the coats up. Got to put buttonholes in them.
Yes, you do.
So I go to put buttonholes. Well, you always do a test because you do that before you do it on your final garment. That's just good for life. So I do some buttonholes. Boom, boom, boom. 4 buttonholes. No problem. No problem. Easy peasy. And then all of a sudden, no buttonholes.
Just won't work.
No buttonholes.
It won't work at all.
Nope. Just leaving me a big old clob of thread, which is never good.
And worse than that, it wouldn't reset or something.
Yeah, I couldn't get it to reset. Couldn't figure out how to reset it because there's a way, but I couldn't figure it out for some freaking reason. Take my sewing machine apart, clean it out, put it back together. Still won't work. So
it cost you like 30 minutes.
Yeah. 30 minutes of frustration.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, I was just like, okay, come on, universe. Come on, God. Just freaking show me what I'm missing.
Yeah.
And then, boop. Boom.
So you got to push that little arm back.
Yep, there's buttonhole arm that you pull down out of your machine so it knows how big your button is. And it moves back and forth very slightly.
Yeah.
So the first 4 buttonholes, I just accidentally hit it.
Accidentally, maybe with your thumb or something when you were loading the test fabric.
So now I know.
Now you know.
Yeah, see if that arm wiggles.
Well, what was great about it is that as soon as you figured it out, it was a victory.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Woo, 2 buttonholes done. Sean's coat's done.
Cost you a little bit of time, but now you know exactly. And what you should do is do your own video.
I know, right? And show them how to do it.
Yeah.
Because let me just tell you, people, buttonholes are essential to life.
Oh, my God. They're the most important thing on the machine.
They are so important.
It's great that it can make all kinds of fancy stitches, but if it can't do a buttonhole, you're screwed.
Yeah, why you have it?
Yep.
What do you need? You're never going to be able to clasp anything, close anything.
Uh-huh.
I mean, give me a break.
Eventually, you will need a buttonhole.
Yeah.
And you are like the master of jackets right now.
Oh, my God.
Sports coats.
Of everything.
I mean, this is probably the 7th or 8th one you've made for me.
Yeah.
And we should put me in one place
and then
put the camera on a tripod and I'll take a picture and all the coats, just make a really quick slideshow of me in the coats.
Okay.
Because you've made me, I think, 7. So we got 2 Broncos.
Two Broncos.
2 Star Wars.
2 Star Wars.
Two different St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, right.
Because you got to count the leprechaun
with the tails,
outfit.
Right?
So that's already 6.
And that came with shorts. I made shorts with that one, too.
The star jacket
for when
I sing the national anthem.
Now Valentine's Day.
And now Valentine's Day. 8 jackets that you've made me.
I feel like
there is the vampire jacket, which would be 9 jackets.
Right. The vampire jacket. And your ringmaster jacket.
Oh, the ringmaster jacket.
That one's
That's
really
10.
Awesome.
10 coats. 10 jackets you've made me.
There's
the ringmaster
one.
When can I wear the ringmaster to work?
I don't.
You know how does that work?
Maybe at Halloween. Maybe
I gotta wait till Halloween.
I don't know.
That
it's
I can't
so
put
flashy.
On any weight.
No, that's a good one.
It'll look so good on a movie set or a TV studio. Sparkle.
Ching, ching, ching. So much stuff.
Tomorrow your coat's going to look great.
You could probably wear it at one of the fashion shows, MC in one of the fashion shows.
We'll see.
Yeah.
If it's whimsical enough.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed it.
But and it's I always end up making you something new.
It's another one of those incredible pieces of art that you have created for me that no one has only seen. You get to see it one time.
Right.
It comes out. I wear it, a couple photos, little video, and that's it. It goes back in the closet and you don't get to see it. And that coat, right, that's a very expensive coat.
You know how many people I could put in costumes at my house? Like, if people were here, we had a party
I want to take a guess. 30,
I could clothe all of them and then some.
Oh, see, you were just going to, you just threw the number out. I don't even get a guess.
Oh, go ahead. 30's way low.
Yeah, way low.
Yeah. If this like was J-Lo. A game of higher and lower.
Yeah, you lost.
You could go higher.
Yeah, I'm going to go way higher, Bob. She's got way more than 30 costumes up there. Off the top of my head, I can randomly just think of at least 15
costumes.
Yeah.
Well, I've done
that you've made over the last few years, and that's I'm talking
I've
like
done
genies
so
and
many
vampires
fashion
and
shows.
Pirates.
Each show, I have 20 plus models.
Yeah. And I'm just, and then I was thinking about our Halloween stuff.
Oh yeah,
we got devils and pirates and genies and
oh my,
and and Frankenstein's,
uh-huh,
and ringmasters,
fairies. I have the whole fairy line.
Gosh, almighty!
Yeah.
Happy Thoughts Thursday with Dance and Sean.
I know That's your video was so great.
I wanted to do a Happy Thoughts video all day. Because as soon as I got up, I was thinking, it's happy thoughts. You know, we talked about it this morning. Mm-hmm. I felt good when I left, and it's been a good week.
Yeah.
And so, I am filled with happy thoughts, but I just couldn't figure out how to do it. And then I was like, well, I want to do a bunch of clips of me dancing in cool places around the studio. But I kind of didn't want to look dumb. But at the same time, so what?
Yeah,
it's
what
gonna
are they
make
gonna
people
say?
Giggle yep. and stuff. Like, what in the hell are you doing? It's like I'm spreading happy thoughts.
It's gonna make people wonder why you're so happy, because just like that, other places that anywhere you work, people hate their jobs. Mm-hmm. People hate going to work every day. They hate waking up every day. And it's like, man, you got to change your perspective.
Yeah,
you got to change your perspective.
I'm happy.
Yeah,
I'm
good.
I got Jesus in my heart,
good.
And I got a happy life ahead of me.
That's
Do you know
right.
what I mean? It's like nothing else matters. Everything else can go to shit as long as I got you and my big man, JC.
Yeah.
We're done. You know what I mean? We're good.
Absolutely.
It can all go.
I know.
So let's be. There's no reason.
Little Cupcake just commented on your fish video. Because you put up more than one today, so the fish video was gross.
Wow, that was. I'm still burping up I just drank a Rockstar, half a Rockstar, and that helped cover up the fish for a while. We'll see. But since
I
eaten
was bad
the
fish.
I don't know. It had only been sitting out under lights for about 2 hours, maybe an hour. Hot. We'll see. And the studio lights aren't hot anymore,
right?
Because they're all LED.
Right.
So they're cool. We're chill in there.
You're cold in there.
It's cold. Everybody got to wear a sweater. It's cold in that
gross.
Place.
Gross. Anyways, it looked gross.
Thank you for watching all the video, and that's fun, and participating in
and
Happy
you
Thoughts.
You put up a fun button video that I was sewing buttons
I,
on.
Well,
yesterday.
I hope that people got some happy thoughts out of what we're doing.
Yeah.
You were putting the buttons on the sleeves of the damn badass Valentine's coat that you made me.
Wait until I put Jason and Mike's buttons on their sleeves.
Oh, my gosh.
They're
you scared?
They're Mickey Mouse buttons.
Are you scared? That what if your needle hits that one of those Mickeys right in the cheek?
No, I can't have that. That ruins my needle.
Ruins?
It ruins my needle.
I was worried about the button.
I'm not worried about the button.
Oh,
I'm worried
buttons.
About my machine.
Buttons are more expensive than your needles, probably.
No.
How much
Jam
is a needle?
Jam your freaking needle up into your machine.
Well, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, right. And that's what can happen when you hit a button.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You better not hit that button.
No kidding.
Did you warranty that thing yet? Did you go online and register your machine with Sewer?
No.
Singer Sewer?
Does it have one?
Well, of course, everything you buy comes with a thing. Go online, register this machine, and it authenticates your data purchase.
Oh, I'll have to do that.
Because Shazam.
Shazam.
No, because you Shazam. Well, that's cool. So I'm glad that you
turn
got
into Gomer Pyle all of a sudden.
Yes. So, anything else happy? I mean, we're doing happy stuff. I feel all jazzed all of a sudden.
I feel pretty happy that it's like, well, for everyone in the world, it's Love Week.
It is Love Week. It's the week to remember love.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
we do that all the time.
I know. That's why it's hard to include yourself into that.
Well, we feel I feel like we're being braggadocious.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know we should because our relationship kicks ass and stuff.
But, yeah. Should brag when you have something good.
Right.
Make people want what you got.
Yeah. But having a good relationship with you is really easy.
Well, sure. Sometimes we work hard at it.
Well, yeah, we worked hard to get here.
We work hard all the time, but
you know what? Yeah,
sometimes you have to repair. How about that?
I got to repair?
Yeah.
How about just maintain? Maintenance. Yeah. Just constant maintenance.
Sometimes you have to repair. You could say something mean and not mean to, and you should ask to be forgiven for it.
Oh, yeah, do that.
So that there's no resentment building.
I feel sad now.
Why?
Because I did that.
When?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm just saying it happens. I do it all the time. I'm brutally honest.
Now, you don't have to participate in Valentine's Day by running out and buying cards and flowers and all that other jazz like that because it feels like it's a holiday, so you got to go buy chocolates.
You buy it after Valentine's Day.
That's the only thing you do. You buy all that garbage
after Valentine's Day.
If you're married to somebody and they love you and you love them, then there's only a reason that you guys should have two cards for the rest of your marriage. Then it should cover every holiday, and you just continue to give it back and forth and back and forth every year.
Right.
And that's it. You just expect you're going to get the card, and maybe inside the card is something fun or special, or sometimes not at all. Like, here's this card again, but then you got something else. Like, I don't know. Remember
people,
we did that? We tried to do that for a while. We'd give each other cards for... I was always giving you cards.
Yes.
And you were like, stop buying me cards.
I don't want a card.
So then
buy me a plant.
So then I tried to save the card and give it back
to
you over and over.
Well, when you have kids, you get a lot of cards.
You get a lot of cards. Yeah. Now, we kept all the Christmas cards from this year.
Mm-hmm. But you buy Valentine's Day stuff the day after Valentine's Day so that it's cheap.
You go to Walgreens, sometimes they have a whole shopping cart full of those chocolate hearts for like $1, $1.50.
Yeah, absolutely. Get it cheap. Get it cheap. If you need to do something special on Valentine's Day, then make it special. You know, like try some new adventure. Ooh.
Get outside your comfort zone.
Yeah, go do something you've never done. Take a dance class. Go get couples massages. Maybe go try skiing or snowboarding or sledding or hot tubbing.
Even just a walk around the village in
Vail. Absolutely. Yeah. Just a drive in the mountains. Yeah. Hey, how about even just no cell phones?
Whoa.
No technology.
Lady, you crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, I was thinking of some fun stuff to do with you tomorrow.
Uh-oh. Should we write these down or did you write them down?
No.
Are you going to spring them on me?
I don't know if I should even bring them up.
Are they dirty?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Well, see, but for us, we do a lot of sexual favors for each other.
Well, and maybe even
it's
not.
It's like 75% of our relationship is a physical, sexual relationship.
That's how it should be.
Well, that's how it's always been. I mean, that's what I thought tomorrow we should do is you and I should tell our story from each other's perspective.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the way we actually met, you know what I mean? Like, there's that new study that says your first date should only be 54 minutes. We are still on our first date. We blew it.
We are still on our first date.
Yeah. Someone says you could go to the Avalanche Ranch and there's no service there.
What's the Avalanche Ranch?
Married sex is beautiful. It's the most beautiful. 90% off on the chocolates. Yeah. She has, classy. You have Valentine's Day with your dog.
I love that.
I love it. And your pup appreciates it as well. Let's just say they're real.
Yeah.
They have souls and they have feelings.
Absolutely.
What do you think is another good example of getting outside that you could tell me you had ideas for us that we could say out loud that didn't involve earmuffs?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know. We do all kinds of crazy stuff. Sometimes we just take a drive somewhere. Oh, you know what? Sometimes fun, like maybe look up where those ghost towns are around town and go check them out. You know what I mean? Do something like that. Maybe you go and if you are really like to help people out, go do something with the homeless. How about give them some Valentine's days? You know what I mean? They might want a hug.
You're reading my mind.
You know?
You're so funny.
You can do anything like that, I think. Get out of your box. Go to a nursing home.
Yeah.
Spend it with elderly
people. I thought of that too.
I mean, there's so much that you can do to love other people out in the world.
I was thinking about how we could do that, you and I, as a podcast and go out.
Mm.
So maybe we grab a dozen carnations or two dozen carnations, and we go down to 16th Street Mall, and we podcast and hand out carnations with our business card tied to them with a ribbon. I mean, sure, it's a little bit of shameless, you know, advertising, but at the same time, the flower could, and our photograph on there, of course, is going to just cheer up people's day. You know, mm-hmm. You're going to laugh. They're going to get a laugh. Maybe they throw the card away. Maybe they visit the podcast. Either way, we're going to spread just a teeny tiny bit of joy.
Yeah, that's right, Josie. Follow the swallows.
And I've always heard, you know, it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. And sometimes a smile can change a person's day. Mm-hmm. And that's what was his name? Gomer Pyle used to say, golly, sometimes you only need to give a smile.
Really?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But why not? I was thinking that yesterday.
I think that's fun.
Because we should do something on Valentine's Day. Because our love is overflowing.
Yeah.
And so how do we pour it out in a physical way that's not too creepy?
I don't know. I had just planned a day for us here at home.
Okay. I like your plan better. So my plan is out. But I mean, it was a good idea.
Some people might know this about us, but we do take whole days to just be with each other and love on each other and not maybe watch TV per se, right, or be on our phones. We'll do just loving things for each other.
An intimate day, a physical intimate day.
Yeah.
We'll call it that. Maybe we call it a sex day.
Maybe get some new toys. I know. I was thinking about it today. It's like sex day. People, then they just think it's physical sex.
Right. You're just all getting it on all day.
Yeah. But it can be a massage. It can be painting nails.
I have done a whole day where I did henna on you.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
You know what I mean? Yep. I did a beautiful seahorse on your leg or something like that. And in order to do henna, especially a big piece like that, you got to lay there for an hour and a half.
Until it dries.
And we're watching the movies and the heater's cranked up to 85.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm down. I love it. Have some wine. Maybe
being with each
bottle
other.
Of wine. We'll get some fun little foods.
Yeah,
we'll just snack and on each other on any day too. Did you?
Yeah, I don't know what, but I don't know, because we don't eat the same anymore.
No, we don't eat the same at all.
So it's like
little smokies.
Dina Joe's taking Valentine's to a nursing home.
Oh, see, I love that. I miss going to nursing homes with my guitar and playing music.
I know.
Because those people are just so honest, and nursing homes, the elderly, and they're just so hungry. And
I wish
they
I could remember the name of that nursing home you went to.
I performed at a nursing home in Greenwood Village. I'm pretty sure it was off of Orchard and like freaking
either Arapahoe. No, it was more over in DTC area.
Yeah, it was. Well, I think that's Greenwood Village. The radio station's in Inglewood. So it was on this side of I-25, wasn't it?
I feel like I have something stuck in my throat.
Oh, let me put something in there. Sorry. Sorry. I'm trying to clean the show up a little bit. It's not working, but it is. That was in love.
Yeah, I know.
I wanted to do it because
okay,
I love you.
It's okay because I'm your wife.
And I wanted to help you.
Yeah.
Because when you go to nursing homes and you sing to them, they're just, I think, starved for live music.
Yeah.
To hear someone, and it might remind them of when their uncle or brother, nephew, cousin would play something back in the old day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you got to imagine people in nursing homes at this point.
You could probably they were born in the 30s. Your John Denver
Yeah, the 20s, 30s. Oh, my John Denver, and I want to go do the, which one? John Denver, and there's some new ones I want to learn. I can't remember what it is, so I'll never learn them.
You should have wrote them down.
I should. I know it's the John Denver, all of his stuff.
That's great.
Almost Heaven. But I do it lower like Johnny Cash. West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Take me home.
But the love practice should be an everyday thing.
Yeah.
You should love your spouse, your partner, your significant other, your other.
Love your other, whatever you choose, whatever gender you choose. Yeah. You work with that out between you and your maker, and
yeah,
I'm not going to judge you.
Number one in love is just appreciation.
That's
showing
it.
Showing people that they're appreciated and you appreciate them.
Yeah.
Right? Don't you think?
I totally agree. 100%.
Respect is right.
And I hope that you feel as much appreciation for me that I feel from you on a daily basis.
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Well, that's good.
I think it's good. We're pretty even, though, but I'm pretty vocal when I don't feel like it's fair.
Yeah, but still.
Have a fairness problem.
Yes, you do. You do have a fairness, hindrance in a way.
It can be even to strangers. It's got to be fair.
It is weird. When Shane and I first got together, I've never seen anyone so adamant about the exact same number of gifts at Christmas. Because I can't remember when I was a kid, I don't feel like we all got 7. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I felt like maybe I got a couple more, but then there were Hot Wheels in there and stuff,
right.
Or little ones and stuff, but not you. Man, if there was 13 gifts and there was 6 big, 4 3 middle ones and 7 big ones, you know what I mean? You were down to it on the spot.
Yeah.
Everyone got the same.
Yeah. I'm 1 of 5.
Yeah. I guess that's it.
Being
1 of 5.
I was the last one.
Did you always feel like you got left out? Or were you your mom that way?
My mom was pretty even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I should have guessed that.
Some kids got different stuff, you know?
Right.
I mean
what if you get a bike and then I get, 6 or 2 remote control cars, you know what I mean? It's like, it can't always be equal. No, if one got a bike, the 2 got a bike.
No, well, that was our kids.
Well, I'm specifically talking about our kids.
Yeah, man. I wanted them
when
to
When I bought
feel
a ping pong table,
loved.
They all had to get ping pong paddles. No, not just you and I. We had to get 2 for those kids.
Yes, it's got to be fair. It's got to be fair. Life's got to be equal and fair, at least where you can control it.
And that's how you are with love.
And I wanted those kids to feel equal. They're not my kids.
Yeah.
I never wanted one of them to feel that I favored the other over the other, ever.
Even though I did. No, I'm just kidding. They worked.
Yeah,
it worked.
I think so.
The regiment or whatever, your rigidity worked.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm cool. I commend you for it.
I still am equally fair with them.
I know you are.
You know.
I know. If you send a care package with 4 cans of tuna to one of them, then the other one gets a care package of tuna as well. You nerd. I know. Why are you buying all the raviolis? Oh, sending out a care package.
Well, you know what? That's true.
That's
my love.
Do.
That's what I do.
That's what moms do.
Yeah, man. Without moms, could you imagine how this world would be?
Oh, man, we'd smell.
Oh, God.
We would smell so bad.
It would be dirty everywhere.
We'd never wash our hands.
It'd be mass chaos.
Try all you'd like, Dreadnought. We would never wash our hands if there were no moms. You know it.
You would have never learned how.
Yeah.
You'd have just ate the crap out from underneath your nails.
Yeah, now
you. Ew.
Oh. As soon as I registered, I wished it hadn't.
Yeah,
it brought me back to the fish olive.
That was so gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I just had this epiphany.
What?
That maybe Valentine's Day is not about the holiday or about the purchasing of gifts, but it's about everyone should do this. Maybe not have a podcast. I think we've got that. You know, we got that covered. You can just listen. But what you should do is you should sit down with your spouse. That maybe is what the meal was intended for, is it wasn't about food even. It was about sitting down and intentionally having a reminiscent conversation about why we're still together.
Yeah.
What has made this important to you that it was worth being here this whole last year?
Right.
This last year was horrible, crazy, weird. I walked out of our whole income, only sole income. I just came inside and said, hey, I just quit my job. I got off the phone and just quit my job. And you didn't flinch. You didn't even skip a beat, man.
No way, man.
Yeah, I know.
No way. We're on to a new adventure. Okay, what are we going to do?
I know, but.
That's just how it goes. What are we going to do? Let's make it happen.
That's remarkable. It's not a lot. And what's great about it is that I was able to have the strength and freedom to walk from that job during that phone call because I knew that's how you would react
when
I came back into the room.
I want you to be the healthiest you can be.
Yeah.
And it was not there.
And I knew that. And I understood that, which is why I was able to channel your strength knowing that that we would. We're, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to get judged. A lot of times you go, I can't change my life. My wife will kill me, or this will happen, or that. But I just never had that fear.
Too caught up on the materialistic things in life.
Yeah.
Right? So then they are too caught up on, well, now how am I going to get my nails done every week? How am I going to get
right.
this? How
they
am I
see
gonna
all get? The sacrifices.
They just see the materialistic things you're providing for them, yeah. and maybe not even that you're hurting at all.
Yeah.
You know? But, hey, you know what? It's what we do.
Because you haven't been able to get your nails done since. Top or bottom.
That's well, okay. I don't mind.
It's just like I can buy you dinners all the time.
I know.
But I don't.
And junk.
But like, I don't just actually say, okay, tonight we're not going to talk about anything, but why I'm so glad you're still here this year.
Mm-hmm.
Or tell me why you're glad you're still here this year. And if that's the only time of the year that you make it intentional, well, that's poo-poo on you. That's bad.
You know what?
But at the same time, at least you have one marker.
It's nice because you can go through a really long relationship with somebody
yeah.
and never feel like they think about those things.
Right.
Or that they're even thinking about you right. in any way other than, like, because, like, for example, being a mom. You just your mom. You do the laundry, you clean the house, yeah. you make the food, you take care of everybody, your mom. But to hear you sometimes come up and tell me, man, thank you for being the mom.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this for my kids. Thanks right. for doing this. Thanks for, and you list them and you're intentional. Then it's like, okay, I'm going to take that rat poison out of your coffee.
Okay.
You know?
Today.
Today, right. I mean, it can be the one thing that saves you from going over the edge.
Yeah, exactly. It is. And that's why, you know, it's important for us as spouses, men, women, it doesn't matter, to gender.
Yeah.
To every day do a check-in on yourself, at least weekly. You should do every day on why you're in love or why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, why you're doing what
outside
you're doing.
Of everything else.
And
what it is.
And things change. I mean, things change. My God, we've changed things so many times.
Yeah.
When you went to school, that was a huge change. You know, I worked mm-hmm. full time and supported us while you did that full yeah. time. You know, I mean, I just think it's crazy.
And I think tomorrow we should get into all of that because we've never really, we've kind of yeah. highlighted our relationship and how we met at the bongathon.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I think that we should, on Valentine's Day, let's drink a couple glasses of wine.
Talk about it.
And cry. I'm going to cry because I've already cried.
I've already cried right
Me
now.
Me too. Yeah, exactly. And like tomorrow morning when we're apart, let's really think about
I just want to touch on something here real quick. Big Rich says we're a good example. We do that intentionally. I mean, we work at having a good relationship.
We do.
We work. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that? I mean, besides us just liking each other a whole bunch.
I've tried to figure it out.
I mean, like, I really respect you as a person.
Yeah.
Just as a human being.
I get that from you.
You know what I mean? Not even as my spouse.
Right.
So I think that's a big part of it. And I really, really like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's the main thing.
Yeah. Like, you really have to like the person that you're going to spend eternity with.
Right.
Because it's easy to tune someone out.
Yeah.
It's easy to ignore the person that you're closest to. It's easy to be meanest to the person that is closest to you. You know what I mean? And so the hardest thing, I think, is to be intentional.
It is. It is. You can love a lot of people, but it's hard to find someone that you really, really like.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? And we have found that in each other. There's a lot of things about me that are annoying, and you're perfect, obviously. But what happens, I think, is, you know, I love the example. You have a Rembrandt in your house, and you get it, and you walk by it, and you look at it, and you go, God, that's the most sweetest thing in the world. And then after a while, you notice it less, and then before you know it, people say, hey, man, you've got that amazing rim rat. And you're like, what? Oh, yeah, I do. It's in the other room. And that's how you can be with people.
Yeah.
It really is that easy. You can sleep in the same bed with someone and not know if they actually gave a shit today.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
if they whatever. Even, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And not know them and not even know and still have a good relationship. But not see the depths in every brushstroke,
right.
and all the layers of paint that have been put on there over the years to create that vision of what that person is.
Yeah, and, having and, the intimacy.
Yeah, and I try, as weird as it is, we try to see those things in each other.
Oh, yeah.
Everything you iron for me, I notice. I come home from work and you're like, oh, I ironed every shirt in your closet, so you're ready to go to work next week and everything. You know, and it's like, it touches me inside that you care enough to spend your time to make my shirts flat.
Yeah, you well, I want you to be successful.
And most people don't have that kind of person in
right,
their life.
Right, right. No, most everyone's pretty self-involved.
Yeah.
Pretty selfish.
I wish I had a formula and I could tell people how it is that this guy who, I mean, you know, the history of should not have ended up so well,
I feel like a lot of people you know feel that way about you.
I'm the envy of my parents and on the line down,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And I don't get it. All I know is I try to examine myself always.
Right.
And
well,
maybe
be the best
through
person
my own
you can be.
Self-examination.
Be a good person. I mean, I guess it depends on who you are. Like, if you're kind of a darker personality person, that's fine. You can be yourself, but then you have other people around you that are similar to that. That way, because you can't, you know, if you have like a really sharp, kind of harsh person that's kind of more on the sarcastic side.
Right.
And then you have this other person who wears their heart on their sleeve. That's not necessarily going to be the best combination of people.
Right.
Because someone is always going to feel offended in that relationship.
Exactly.
And that's probably the number one killer is offense. You get offended.
Oh, of course. Offense and resentment in relationship.
Yep.
Because you don't talk. You don't say, you know, hey, listen, I'm pissed off about what you said to me. Or I'm pissed off for
feelings.
Or you hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Or you hurt my feelings. That's probably the main one.
Because
we
say
flippant shit to
each other.
All the time. You know, I'm not saying we do. People do. We say flippant shit to each other all the time. Because this is inside and outside of a marriage. This is a workplace. This
right.
is family,
everywhere.
Friendships. But you never clear it up.
You never go,
you know what? He said, yeah, I'll see you next week. What the hell does that mean?
Right.
Does that mean what an asshole. I mean, I bought breakfast this
right.
week. You know what I mean? It's like, what the hell? And then you hold on to that for a while. And by the time next week comes, you're like, nah, I ain't going with you.
Right.
I'm not going with you because of how you acted last week. Because in your head, you have blown it in from a small little
right. and you
bubble
never asked
to
about
a
it.
Goddamn hot air balloon.
Yeah.
And you don't even
and
ask.
You never
this
said,
ain't mad
hey,
at you.
Are we upset with me?
You got a thing. Are we?
Yeah.
And when they look at you and go, are you crazy? I just said, I'll see you next week. You go, okay. Good. That's what I thought.
Right.
I feel good. I'll see you next week, pal.
Well, we all have different feelings and emotions, and we're at different levels in those feelings and of emotions every day. And as women, we have freaking hormones that are just changing daily.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, that's crazy town.
Yeah, sounds it.
You should try to be a woman.
I'll pass.
I don't know why any man would want to be a woman, but...
I don't either.
It's a lot of work. It is.
You're painting such a beautiful picture. I don't know.
It's a lot of work.
Count me in. And then get some of those underwear.
You can pretty much
crap yourself in.
You hate
you're
that
fine.
Commercial.
The worst commercial. I want to find it and freaking play it because it just is gross.
What's it called?
It's called Crap My Pants Lady Jammies. I don't know.
Lady Jammies.
Sorry. I should find it, but it just is icky.
It's commercial of the new.
Sometimes
I'm confused by them.
Me too.
By the women's
panties.
Are
they disposable?
Are they washable? Are they reusable?
I think that they're recyclable.
I can't even remember what it's called. It's on TV right now. It's a new commercial and worse than Shiwi. Yes, it's worse than Shiwi because you're just wearing them. I mean, because the one lady's like, oh, I sweat. And the other one's like, oh, I bleed. Oh, I leak. Oh, I...
I think this is it. This
something.
I'm sorry for everyone. But I'm pretty sure this is it.
Yeah, it's a new commercial on TV.
No.
What's it called? You.
This is Thinks. This says Thinks. Is it the website?
Underwear, period proof underwear work.
Oh no, I don't want to know that.
I think that is it.
No, it's Kinks.
Kinks.
It is Kinks. Yeah, I think it's Kinks. Yeah, that's
I leaked on the seat of the plane. I peed a little. Yeah. I'm a sweaty person.
Oh,
things
good.
Can get really wet down there. Things happen.
Really
on the period, running and racing to the bathroom and at the gym. That's why I created Nyx.
Nyx.
They're even machine washable.
Oh.
I am protected. I am beautiful. They actually smell good at the end of the day.
As opposed to what? Colors,
I don't know.
Get leak proof.
I'm sorry, lady. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make fun.
K-N-I-X. Get Nyx.
Yeah. Nyx.
Sometimes I crap myself.
Well, that's your problem.
Well, listen, you know, women complain when you get older and you sneeze, you pee a little. Yeah, when men get older and we sneeze, we shit our pants. So cry me a river about your sweaty underwear legs. It's just, it's a commercial. Every time it comes on, it just makes me quiver. Like, what are you doing? Stop. Get off the television. I'm sorry that you ladies have to go through that. We will never have a man, I sneeze and shit my pants commercial. Thank God I got the old scrabbers. You know? Sometimes it's a mess down there. That's what she said. Yeah. She said it's a mess down there. Why would you refer to down there?
Is that commercial only on regular TV?
I don't know. We only
have. If you have cable, can you not see that commercial? That
I'm getting freaking cable right now. That's what it cost me. $70 a month. I ever have to see that lady tell me her downstairs are a mess.
The one, the lady's like, my body created him.
Yeah.
She's holding her baby.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the lead into why everything's leaking out.
That baby was embarrassed. Even that baby was slapping itself in the face. Just give me a break. I don't know. Maybe it is a rabbit ears thing. We only have rabbit ears, so we only have a few, you know, 20 channels and all that crap.
So. It's the truth.
Sorry, there's just a better way. I understand she's got an advertising budget and she's using it.
Yeah, well, and
I'm
you
sure
know what?
She's gonna make a lot of money.
Some women must have that problem if it is big enough to have a commercial about it, right?
Yes, obviously.
I mean, and I guess maybe it's breaking the taboo because women, people only think, oh, you need that as you get older, as you get into your older age. But if you're a mom who's had a baby,
true,
pushed watermelon out of your downstairs,
that's
it might not all work the same anymore.
I feel bad judging. You know what I mean? I'm not judging the women. I'm judging the commercial.
You're judging the realness
of the
commercial.
The way that it's
presented. You don't want to know that about women.
I don't want to walk around now and see women that look like people in that commercial and go, oh my God, I wonder if she's a mess. You know what I mean? What's in her? That lady leaked on a plane. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's put a negative imagery in my head.
Of women.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, again, this is what I was talking about, what
okay.
I'm saying.
So
it's hard to be a woman.
It's hard to be a woman. I command you. I got the thing. Cheer. Let's do some cheering.
That's funny.
What is it?
Now, it's good to squirt sometimes, but not when you walk.
Well-placed squirt is proper.
Yeah. Not when you're just walking or you laugh real hard.
Yeah. Wow. I can't make my thing.
That's
work.
Great.
Anyways, so I don't mean to offend. I'm just saying that I think it's odd.
Oh my God.
Anyways.
That's funny. Yeah. That's funny stuff.
You're the one that said you needed to wear your glasses just so you can shave your entire leg.
I know. Okay. So I wear glasses and my prescription is changing. So my eyes are getting worse and I don't wear my glasses in the shower, and for like the last 3 or 4 times, I've shaved my legs like I'm growing bangs off my knees. Like, I just keep missing the same freaking spot. And when I'm in the shower, I swear I shave my whole knee, but then I get out, put my glasses on, oh, my bangs are 1/4 inch longer.
You're feeling the leg as you shave.
Yeah.
So how do you miss it? I mean, I can shave my face without looking at it.
Listen, I have no idea. I've been shaving my legs a really long time. It's a new thing. And all I can equate it to is I can't see anymore. That has to be it. If it is not that, then I'm in big trouble.
Oh, boy.
It's horrible.
I don't notice it. It's obviously gotten long enough that it's fine.
No, you just play with it when you have your hand on my knee. You're like, oh, that's a nice little tuft of hair right there.
That's funny. Listen, you can grow out the back of your knee hair. If I can grow
it's
out
not the back, like it's my the front.
Hair. Oh, how
is
you...
there some on the back? Is that what you're telling
oh,
me?
Oh, no. No.
No, I have some back there I don't know about.
Oh, I didn't realize it was a patch on the front. Because I usually have my hands back there behind your knees.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I better check.
When your feet are up, and I don't see the front of your legs.
You just see the back.
Yeah, so I think the front are fine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's great. I better check the back.
I leaped on the seat of the plane.
Oh, are you playing it?
I'm a sweaty person. Things can get really wet down there. Leaks happen. On my period,
big
running
mess.
And racing to the bathroom. And at the gym, that's why I created Nyx. They're even machine washable. I am protected. I am beautiful. They actually smell good at the end of the day.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Why did you want to hear it again?
Oh, man. I'll play this to help clear your mind. Clear the palate. I wanted to play it again for all those people who don't have rabbit ears.
Oh,
and these are the
yeah.
things you're missing.
These are what you're missing yep. on your regular programming.
Yeah, because I was unaware that you guys were actually being saved from those types of things.
Wow. It's Nyx. Nyx women's panties. Reusable... leak-proof panties. Look them up.
Go for it.
If you need them, get them.
Because I wear the banana hammocks when the time comes, I'm going right to those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be just an easy transition for me.
Get some banana hammock leak-proof panties.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure it does help people, and it's a good product for those people that need it. I don't need to make fun. I just the commercial. It's just a little over
much.
The top. Speaking of commercials, you know who has a great commercial right now that I should find?
You know what other commercial you hate is the Tampax commercial.
Oh, but they had the fluid. The red, was
no,
that the
one? That tells you if you leak.
Oh,
you
yeah,
need to
different
go up
sizes.
A size.
Ah! Yeah, you don't need to know as men get older, we need different size shoes. So why do I need to know when you're having your pert that you need to have different size implements?
Listen, if you're a single dad, that's really good to know.
Well, ask your friends.
Ask your friends. Get away from me with that. You are funny.
What is that insurance company?
What insurance company?
Where the girl is like, I just really like things that are open. It's
that
new
I
insurance.
I don't know. It's an insurance thing. It's not, I don't know. You have to look it up later.
It is so freaking funny.
Yeah.
His face.
Because it's her and like her new boyfriend or
yeah,
husband.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, here it is. Open relationship, auto. Safe auto.
Well, I am all about experiencing new things.
Yeah.
Being spontaneous.
Yeah.
Going against the grain. Open relationships.
His face.
So it is a good thing that Safe Auto understands my insurance needs from month to month, so I can come and go as I please.
He just stares at her the
That's
whole time.
That's why I see insurance for the rest of us. That's right, honey?
Oh my God, he's just staring at her.
I like it. See, now that I understand, bringing a little bit of you know, pop phenomena and stuff, pop culture or whatever into, you know, the commercials and stuff is fun.
Right.
But.
But being brutally honest about women's
needs,
we don't
need to know about
over the top.
No, because it's
different. You
know what?
You should change the subject.
It's not about intimate.
You're making yourself
intimate body
sound bad.
Things. I don't like the freaking bears with the toilet papers on them, and they're like, "I'm not touching it. You touch the toilet papers on the floor." It's like, "Oh, there's a little ball of shit on the bear's floor." No, I don't think we need to see
the little bear shit on
the
floor.
Yeah, we don't. That's the intimate stuff. That's bathroom stuff. We know it's going on in there. It doesn't need to be on TV commercials. The bear thing is just as icky.
That's right. My hiney's clean.
Yes.
I'm sure I'm
exactly
clean.
Exactly.
Well, we should not watch TV anymore.
No, they should stop playing that stuff during Jerry Springer when I'm trying to watch TV.
But you're watching Jerry Springer.
Well.
And that's better than the women's hygiene commercials. Do you
in
just
my mind?
Do you hear that when I say it back to you?
Nope. I don't care what trailer park you come from. You ain't talking about bathroom stuff. You ain't doing it.
They do too.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they talk I live about in, worse gross stuff.
I've lived in 3 times more trailer parks than you.
Oh.
I know what's going on in the park. Golly. Talk to me about the park.
I've never lived in a trailer park.
Exactly. I have lived in one as an adult and 2 as a chat.
Oh.
Yes.
Well.
So, thank you. I will be the aficionado on the trailer park on this panel.
Okay. Okay.
So, Jerry, don't talk about my people like that.
Ah,
those
Jerry
my Jerry
Springer.
People. I miss Jerry. He's not doing the shows. He's not filming the shows anymore, but he's got Jerry, Judge Jerry. Do you think people get Judge Jerry that have cable? Or is that just for us?
I don't know. Could just be for us.
That's a good show.
Judge Jerry.
That's a good
is it?
Show.
It's
oh, yeah.
ridiculous.
Not any more ridiculous than the Jerry I'm used to. Let's move on. I want to talk about some topics.
What are your topics,
okay,
Sean?
Okay, we talked about the 54-minute date. That's dumb. Just date as long as you need to, then get married and have fun.
Right.
Did you see my post on Facebook about the crickets?
Yeah, putting them in someone's, your ex's car.
Yeah, now that's a way better revenge than the zoo in San Antonio, Texas, that's offering you can name a cricket after your ex and then for $5, and then they'll feed it to a snake.
Oh.
Or a bird.
You know what's way better revenge on your ex?
What?
Before you move out of the house, you fill all the curtain rods with shrimp.
Oh.
And then it's
how
just,
do you get them in there?
You jam them in.
Well, look, I'm looking at our curtain rods. I got a little cap on there.
It comes off.
Ugh.
Yeah, and then they can't ever find the smell
you're sick.
In the house.
Why would you do
That's
that?
That's good revenge.
Because, dude, whatever. You're not going to change the curtain rods.
No.
Wow. Uh-huh. That's evil.
I know. I heard it in the story.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. The lady, her husband was cheating on her, and so they got divorced.
Oh, they come apart in the middle even. That's right.
And he wanted the house.
Yeah.
Because he'd bought the house. And so she was like, fine, I'll move out of the house. So before she did that, in every room, in every curtain rod, she jammed it full of shrimp.
It wouldn't take a lot.
And then he and his girlfriend moved out of the house, and she said, well, I'll just take the house back. And he was like, well, I don't know what smells in there. And she was like, okay. And she went in threw out all the curtain rods.
Sprayed some Febreze.
Yep.
Linda incense.
Yeah.
Oh, what a sneaky bitch.
Yeah. That's great. I thought, that's right.
Check your curtain rods,
that's how come we're smarter.
Women are smarter?
Women are smarter.
That's smarter.
Mm-hmm.
That's meaner and conniving. That's mean.
Smarter.
Okay. You are smart.
Anyways.
Wow. That's genius.
It is. I'm telling you.
You could have kept that for your own idea. You didn't
I
have
don't
to,
need
con-
to
admit that you
oh,
told
that's
the story.
Okay.
That you heard it in the story. It's still it is genius.
Yep.
Wow. Now I said you get a box of crickets from the pet store and you just let them loose inside your ex's car. And you can do it even under the wheel well. Bloop, right into the engine compartment, crickets will be in there forever. forever there would be crickets.
I like someone who commented on it and said to put Miller moths in the car.
Oh,
because they hide, and then when you hit a bump, they all start flying around.
Yeah, all of a sudden
around.
Everybody's there, all floating around in the car.
Yeah.
I heard about you could putting fish.
Yeah,
someone
under
put a
the
fish
seat.
Under a seat. Once some guy did that at my work one time that I worked at before.
Put a fish.
And that was bad. It smelled for a while. But you would probably immediately go, I would think, under the seat.
Yeah.
When you got crickets in there, anytime that it goes out at dark, I mean, they're going to start chirping.
Yeah. And I'm sure they're going to hide in your heater.
Oh,
and
you'd have to sell that car during the day. Yeah, I can only meet at noon in a well-lit
when
area.
When it's hot.
Yeah. Never get rid of them.
That's great.
Well, if the cricket for $5 does not convey the amount of distaste that you have for your ex, they do have a second tier.
What is it?
For $25, you can get a pre-frozen rodent.
Ew.
It's a little frozen rat
yeah.
or something like that. And then they
you
feed
mail
those
it to them?
For 25
oh.
bucks. No, you go on their website at sazoo.org and you buy it up to what level. Now, maybe you can't afford, because you got four X's and $100, so you can't get the frozen rodents, but you could do $5 for crickets, you know what I mean? So they give the different
Why
tiers.
Would you spend any time on your ex?
Well, you get a certificate, and I guess that then maybe you mail that certificate to them.
Again,
I don't understand the whole point.
Why do you do that? I mean,
there's
why
no revenge.
Would you waste your money on it? Yeah. Right, that's dumb. It's no revenge on them.
No, they don't.
They're
no.
a rodent that got eaten by something else or a cricket
right.
that got to, now
if you want
the
revenge,
freaking
yeah.
shrimp in their house.
Totally.
Yeah.
Throw a black widow on their face.
Ah! No, don't do that.
I mean,
wow.
That's revenge. If you want to get revenge on them, take that $25. Go to a dispensary. Get yourself yeah. a couple pre-roll or something. Have a good time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Or go
or buy
to,
some eggs and egg their house.
Go,
I mean,
well, they'll see you get in trouble for that.
Well,
that's,
you get caught.
Oh, well, Nest cameras nowadays, you're going to get caught.
You wear a mask.
True. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That, you know what? That's a great idea.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. Don't egg anyone. But there's
That's
so many
horrible.
Better things that you can do. Even the time that it takes to go onto the website.
To
which
look
I
at
out,
it.
To go. You got to log in. I'm sure you got to create an account.
Yep.
You got to put in your freaking credit card yep. number. And then you
Already
gotta go.
Already too much time.
Jimmy, treat me like shit.
Yeah.
There's a frozen rat for you.
Yeah. It might be why you're single. It might be part
exactly.
of the problem.
This is weeding out. And then they're going to, they'll release the list of everyone that bought one of these. For the on an undateable website,
so
you
right?
could go check the database. Did they purchase a frozen rodent? Oh, sorry, honey, we can't date
can't
anymore.
We can't date anymore.
We can't date anymore. Sorry. There's so many better things to do.
Oh man, don't waste your time and energy on that. You know what it would be better to do with your time and energy is fix your broken ass self.
There you go.
And go meet someone and be happy.
Yeah.
And then, by chance, run into the person and be like, oh, look at me. I'm
oh my
happy.
God. Yeah, that's right.
And this you're guy, still a butthole.
This man I'm hanging out is taller than you. You're a fruitcake. All right, well, if you want to do it, you can go to sazoo.org. Or you can just Google it if you want to.
Yeah. Or make yourself a nice profile on Match.com.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant idea. Listen, if you would like to go ahead and name a cockroach or something after your ex, just go to PayPal, Everything Swallow.
Right.
And just give us that $25.
Right.
And we'll make sure they name that rat.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you just send it right to us. Because they just called and asked us to be the middleman on this.
Okay.
Yeah. So you just send it to our PayPal or Venmo.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure they get
That's
their
right.
rat.
That's right.
That's a way better thing to do with your money is give it to us.
Yeah.
For
I
sure.
agree.
Yeah. I just came up with that.
That's brilliant.
I wish I'd have thought of that 10 minutes ago before I went in that damn story. I could have weaved it in
you
there.
You could have changed it
I could have weaved
around.
It in there. Oh, I'd have weaved it
Made
right in
it
there.
More
it would have sounded
you.
Like I freaking totally, like they'd set it up for us.
That's right. Well,
so we've partnered with the San Antonio Zoo. So send your money to us.
I love it. I love it.
All right.
For $25, we'll give you love tips.
We will. We'll give you just the tip.
How much for the Black Widow?
Well, it's not Black Widow season
right.
yet, so
Let's wait
I'm gonna
till
have
spring.
To. I'm going to have to smoke one out in the basement. So I'm going to need at least a 50,
for
a couple
the
grams of the smoke thing I need. It's about 12 bucks a gram.
They hate.
And I hate buying it by the gram. Yeah. Oh, the spiders come, I flushes them out, that kind of smoke. Sold. I'll send it to you in a box. Open it slowly.
Right. No, you better put it in a jar so they can see where it's at.
No, I'll poke air holes in the box.
They'll get out. You know, they do make the finest web, black widows.
They do?
Yeah, it's not a thick web.
How do you know spider web facts?
Because I know.
Just curious.
I'm not doubting you. I've had to take care of quite a few.
Yeah, I'm not doubting you at all.
They make a very fine web.
Mm-hmm. I had a friend that had one in a terrarium that he kept for a long line. He fed it crickets and stuff, and it got big and scary.
Yeah.
It was frightening.
Because it's venomous.
Yeah, I think he called it the death spider.
Oh.
That was its name. I don't know.
Death spider.
Well, big ass black widow. That one big bite, I think, would get you. Or are they like snakes, where the small ones are what you want to worry about?
I don't know.
Because a small copperhead snake will kill you faster than a big one.
I think that they're just bad. All of them are bad.
Brilliant idea. Find a place that will just send out black widows in boxes. That once you open it, it's gonna jump out and spider. So it's gonna Spider-Man your face. And then you just send them your ex's address. And we just send it. Big Rich gave me a great idea. Send us the address and the $35 for the Black Widows. We'll throw it in a box and close it real fast.
And mail it out.
And then mail it to your ex for maybe they'll get a spider bite. We are not responsible if they become a superhero.
If you get a package taped up end to end, be careful.
Wrapped with duct tape. Just cut it open. It'll be fine. Everything Swallow Podcast not responsible for spider bites on your face.
All right. Because you're going to put your face in the box
in there.
You
got to get in there
close.
You're
like, what? This is an empty box?
Spider on your face. Brilliant. And the disclaimer is mail all complaints to Dreadnought 928. It's his idea.
It's his
brilliant.
Idea.
That's so funny.
That's really great. That's
all right.
Something mean. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I can't even remember my ex's name. I couldn't even tell you.
Your ex?
Yeah.
Which one?
The one that had my kids. Oh. That was egg donor. We called her egg donor so long I don't even know her name. ED. That's what I've called her.
ED. ED. She was that too.
Yeah. Totally. So meaningful.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's good. So tomorrow, we're going to love it up. We're going to just mush all over this place. I might go downstairs, tune up a guitar, because my guitar is still in the shop.
Oh, I know.
And sing a love song.
Ariel's guitar is still here.
I've got some love songs that I've written for you.
Oh, I love songs.
You know what I mean? And I could sing those.
I'd love to hear you sing.
Yeah, I could do them live on the podcast, and we could just talk about love.
Great.
Or maybe I could even, I used to do when I would play my songs, just play the guitar softly behind you. And I would say, I love you, honey. And I just play that guitar. I was like, oh, I remember that one time when you had that dream about touching my balls. And then I'd play a little musical interlude.
Yeah, just
remember
like
that? Yeah. Ding, ding, dong, ding, dong.
What are you talking about?
And then I rubbed up on you.
Uh-huh. Well, you do that all the time.
Nah. I know. But that was, never mind. I was going to serenade you with spoken word and musical interlude.
How many men do you think, I got a question. I'm going a different way than where you are.
You're right brainstorming.
Now.
I see it.
How many men in the world do you think go all out for Valentine's Day for their women and then don't even get any sex or intimate time afterwards?
No, let's just say sex. Uh-oh. Doorbell. You know who that is? I bet you that's Skip.
Oh.
Yeah. Coming to get his gun. Mm. Oh. I bet you a lot of men. Let's not answer. I bet a lot of men don't get sex because in a poll, 55% of men said all they want for Valentine's Day is sex.
So does that mean they're not getting any?
I think they're not getting any sex.
Huh. I'm going to get the door.
Okay.
That's really sad.
Well, I don't think men get as much sex as they would like. They're not all married to a nymphomaniac, Shayna.
Well,
it could be fixed, but then, you know, I also think that sometimes after you have someone's child, then they don't work as hard as they should anymore to make sure you feel sexy. And so sometimes wives, therefore, don't want to have sex with those men anymore. So the intimacy declines.
Okay. Well, let me just... Okay. I understand.
Have a seat. We're just having... We're doing a debate about men and sex.
And Valentine's Day.
Okay. I don't mean to put you on the spot. You can just listen.
What I'm saying is, let's say that the woman is like, I want this. I want jewelry, and I want dinner, and I want
flowers,
a hotel room, and blah 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 blah. Right? Puts all these demands on the stupid Valentine's Day.
Okay. Which women do that? I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think.
And then the man says, okay, I'm going to get you all those things, right?
Right.
How many do you think he gets a gift when he gives all those gifts? Do you think that he gets the payout of which is the sex of which is he is hoping for?
Yeah.
Or do you think he just gets the big old thumbs up the butt?
I think that more of them get option C.
Yeah.
Which would be the thumb up the butt, Bob.
Yeah.
Because I just think that. This is going to sound sexist. I'm about to be sexist. I think women feel like they deserve to get all those gifts because they've already put out the kid, the effort, the dishes, the laundry, and the stuff. So they've kind of fulfilled their wifely duties in that department. And I don't freaking want sex as much or at all. That's just what I think.
That's so weird.
That's what I think. I've been married to you for a long time, who you've never denied me from sex. At all, ever.
No.
You even have made me give you sex when I didn't want to.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I don't live in the same world as most married men live in. But from what I've heard from other people and have talked to and people, the way they talk, they don't get a lot of sex from their wives. And so...
That's not fair.
It's you know, the Bible tells us that when we get married, that we are one to each other now, and your body now belongs to me, and my body belongs to you.
Right.
And unless I'm being overly out of line, I mean, we're supposed to satisfy each other's needs
when
they are needed.
Right.
Whether it conflicts with our timing
or not.
Unless it's something weird and freaky that we're not into. Well, do you know what I mean? But that's, I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah,
but those are the principles that we've always stood on
I just think it's really interesting, right?
Like, so I don't know.
If you're with a sexless person, then you should be with if you are a sexless person, you should be with a sexless person. Because some people don't like sex. I get that. Some people aren't really into being touched or the intimacy or anything like that. But then that should be established, because I don't think it's fair to put all this pressure on a day and then you don't even have to perform.
Right.
Valentine's Day is not just a day for women to get what they want.
I agree.
It's a day of love. So that goes back and forth with the two people.
Wouldn't that be a day of reciprocation?
Yeah.
If I go out of my way
to
really go over the top for you, then maybe you should do that one thing that you say you would never do.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You go over the top.
I think so. I don't know. I just wonder. I think that's very sad, because I guess, like, for me and my relationship, that's all I need from you, right?
I'm irreplaceable.
Well, I
understand what you're saying. You can
in the
take
logical
care of yourself. You can
realm of life.
Support yourself.
I can support myself. I can do everything. But to have those intimate moments, with another person, and to have those intimate sexual moments with another person that you're really connected to, man, that can be some of the best sex ever.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you talk about it and you work through stuff and you experiment a little bit, try some fun stuff. Otherwise, you're just wasting a lot of time.
You and I have worked out marital issues during sexual encounters.
Yeah.
Through moments of intimacy and talking and when we're loving and kissing and you say this or that and then something comes up and you say, you know what I mean? I've been struggling though. Or I say, what's wrong? You seem to be kind of, I'm paying attention to you and I notice that you're rigid tonight or you're not reacting like you normally do. Well, I'm upset because of this or
maybe
that.
Maybe not rigid.
Well, not rigid. Not rigid's right. Not the word, but you're not reacting like normal. Right. And in that moment, we don't just stop. I won't jump up and say, fine, well then we're not doing this.
No.
I've got a goal in mind. And so we take a moment and during that intimate, caressing time, we talk about,
right.
We can be honest with each other. I'm sorry, I did not mean to offend you.
Right.
And then you say, well, I was really upset. Well, I didn't mean to upset you. Oh, and I'm kissing your neck. And then before you know it, well, that's not, we've worked out an issue in
right.
our relationship and we got lucky.
Right.
Oh, boom. That's what it's about, guys. Dudes are like, oh, I don't want to put the effort in. I just want to wham, bam. It's like, you don't want to put in 3 to 5 minutes worth of foreplay and pre-fun
right.
for a woman who freaking probably cooked every meal you ate that day, made your lunch, cleaned your clothes. You can't give her a 5 minutes of before you jam it and go to sleep.
And sometimes you don't have to
That's
do that
lame.
Every time. I mean, sometimes it can be quickies or whatever.
But if you have it in your mind that
right.
you're willing to do that every single time, then it just makes things better even every time.
Right.
You
yeah. I agree. I totally agree.
You should never be a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, with your wife in mindset.
Right.
It just shouldn't.
Oh, no, never.
Ever. It should always be, I'm always going to be willing to give a bit of warm up.
100%.
And intimacy to prove to you that I want this from you, not just want to ram it out.
Right. Wow.
This is why no one hangs out with us. This is what's wrong with our relationship. This is why.
This is how it is all the time.
Yes. Yeah. And people that don't do what we are do, it's hard for them when we're talking about we have sex every freaking day.
Yeah.
Sometimes more than once. And they haven't had sex with their spouse in 3 weeks or
yeah.
a month or
yeah.
sometimes 6 months.
Right.
So.
Yeah,
I that's why nobody wants to hang out with us.
Well,
Joe was over here today dropping some stuff off, and you and I were smooching and stuff because I just come home from work.
Right.
My most favorite thing to do is kiss on you as soon as I come home from work. And he's like, oh my God, you guys are killing me. You're making me sick. And then he goes into his thing. All I've ever wanted was to find a beautiful woman that would love me like you guys. It's like, no, stop looking at us. Turn your back. I'm going to engage with my wife.
Look away. You cannot even handle it. Look away.
Yeah. But tomorrow, we're gonna get into the bones of our relationship.
Okay.
I mean, I think we kind of have laid out a little bit of a precursor of what makes us work.
Yeah.
A little bit. But tomorrow, we're going to talk about how we met.
Okay.
And how we felt about it.
Okay.
And how it started.
Okay.
We're going to be full on. A couple glasses of wine in.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And I want to talk about that very first moment that I looked in your eyes across that car out of my garage.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because I knew.
You knew then.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Right,
I didn't even.
Yeah.
I didn't even.
Skip's here.
I love you. I know. Right. We should go.
My client's here.
Your client is here. You better get off the podcast.
Hey, we love you guys.
You got to work.
Happy love week.
Happy love week.
Love the one you're with.
Yeah. Maybe in not just a materialistic way.
No, man. That's the last way.
An emotional,
last resort.
Truly loving way, right?
Last resort is the physical way.
Yeah.
So many more things that are better.
Try it. A tantric sex day.
Look, oh man,
up.
Look it up. Just
look
try
it up.
One.
Yeah.
One.
Couple hours even.
Yep.
And sometimes you gotta start small. You got no stamina.
No, you
got
don't.
No loving stamina.
Yeah, well, that's a real thing.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
We lost our foreskin. It's not our fault.
Whatever. Don't cry to me about your foreskin till you push a watermelon out of
here. Oh, wait. I'm not.
Yeah.
Don't make me play that commercial. Say goodbye.
Goodbye. I hope you like what you just heard because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.